I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Juicy.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
241-4318.
Ah, what's up?
Oh, this is what's up.
864-241-4318.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Just got an awesome email.
Oh, was it that thing you were just talking to me about off the air?
I don't remember what I was talking to you about off air, but I don't think so. Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Did you get it? So, after years of prodding.
Prodding?
Dennis prodding. The man who has silently made many parody songs for this very show, affectionately known as Dan in Columbia, is going to join us next week. For his first ever.
Yeah.
The guy that makes.
Oh my gosh.
Like 65, 70% of all the little parody songs on the show for years.
Not the country, Columbia.
No.
No.
No. That would be Dawn.
Couldn't afford that call. No. Hola.
Yeah. Migos. All right. That makes me. I've been saying, man, like, I got so many questions for you and, like, you've done all this stuff. Come on the show. And finally, it's like, okay, I'll do it.
Make you
wonderful.
Happy. Like a little girl.
I know why, but I'm not going to say why. But I do know why.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you why. Dan, you can't change your tune. Because remember the last one that he made and it had the girl in there? We're like, oh my God, who's the girl? And then he wrote back that it's someone related to him that's seeking out a singing career. That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine.
Okay.
You got to use your connections,
hell
right?
Yeah. Good, man. That makes me smile.
If you ain't use them, I'd be like, wrong with you.
I should have read that on Monday when I'm probably going to be in a bad mood.
Oh.
It's already Friday. It's already a good mood.
And the weekends fly by?
Half full. Anyway.
Well.
That's good. That's exciting news, man.
So many questions.
I know.
Plus it, well.
Don't ask any questions about previous relationships.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be, and that's fine.
Do you
They were such a, you know, they made songs together, you know, so.
Do you remember the very, very first time Jeremy Clements was on our show? We were told, hey, don't ask about relationships.
Oh, no.
Guess what? He was cool with it.
Yeah.
We just talked about it.
Oh, man. Yeah. His then handler. Before, you know, at first he needed a handler to come in, and now he just, don't tell anybody, but when I lost my fob that time and got him to make me a new one, I just gave him mine.
He just handed it to him.
Yeah, so he just comes in on his own.
That was well over 15 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look, for those of you out there wondering.
We should be better off by now if that was 15 years
right.
ago.
We are.
Damn.
Well, no, that's right.
Trying to be positive.
Yeah, it's true.
For those of you wondering why we do or don't do what we do. Why do they do this? Why do they don't do this?
Why they don't do
why
this?
Why do you do what
why
you
ain't
do?
Doing?
Do?
How do you do?
Wrong with you. Well, here's your answer.
Man, all these motherfuckers wanting to call in and say shit about what the Rise guys do in the morning. They don't do this. They don't do that. Chill the hell out. Go listen to John Boy and Billy or something. Hmm? Oh, sorry. Can't do that no more.
Ooh.
Meow.
You know what's odd about that? Is,
What, that they're retired, but... They still own very successful businesses that still just print money.
Well, you would not know they retired because their page still shows videos from the show John Boy will make videos still. I'm like, I don't think anybody knows now what retired means.
Should I say, or is it maybe public knowledge what we know about the last couple of years of that? Or is that in bad taste? I don't do it in bad taste.
I don't think it is. I wouldn't say it is.
Like, is it secondhand knowledge or?
I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't appreciate anybody doing the same to me.
T, you better watch out, buddy, what you say. I'll hop over this board and I'll give your ass a whooping.
Oh, we just got an email.
From the Booger Branch.
That says.
Ranch.
From what I know, I'm not going to do it like that. So what we heard was that Billy was not even there the entire last 2 years of the show.
I think he had moved to California.
Somewhere complete, and they were, you know, acting as though he. I don't know, and that's second-handed, but that's like, you know, whatever. And that's not speaking poorly. Like, I mean, that's just like, it's just wild to me, you know? That's wild.
Guess what? We still got better cameras than y'all got, too.
I know. God.
Nice Mark, cameras.
Mark, get their old cameras for us.
Like, go get them. Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, I got a key.
I got a nice...
Repurpose them, please. Damn.
I mean, look, I asked for Steve Harvey Studio. We got it, so maybe we get John one bit. We just get some kind of hand-me-down kind of thing, and it just works. Good Lord.
We got the big table here. That's what you wanted.
This table is very phallic.
Well,
what
if
wanted.
You will.
I know.
That's what he wanted.
That ain't what I wanted.
He wanted the phallic table.
I should have said a regular rectangle, not one shaped like a mushroom that looks like a schlong.
Be careful what you want. You may just get a schlong.
And where I'm right here in the freaking target.
You're in the blast zone.
The nebula.
What a rib.
Frenulum.
Rib from IKEA.
The nebula. What are you doing?
What the hell?
This bitch went to a sci-fi con and got all confused.
Yeah, right the hell of it. Let me ask you a question.
I didn't mean to call you a bitch.
I don't even know where I got Nebula from.
I don't either.
Are you thinking of Volva?
No, that's a safe car, though.
It really is. Is inflation really gotten that bad?
Yes.
Well, this is what this guy is asking.
Man, I just got a call and say, I know all the gas prices are high, and everybody knows what's going on there, but we went to the damn grocery store last night just to buy a few things. I spent $500. These motherfuckers have a pack of peanuts with 5 peanuts in them for $9. Is inflation that bad? What the is wrong with this damn place? Can't do without spending an ass of money. It used to not be like this.
You don't want to spend an ass of money.
Like, I mean, you know, obviously, I'm hard-pressed to even think if you went to some boutique grocery store in downtown Greenville that you'd even have 6 peanuts for $9. Like, I mean, I think he's probably, but I mean, it is, you know.
He might be going to the one that gets recalled left and right for all kinds of stuff.
Like, ones where it's like a return from Amazon and, like, some people ate a few and then sealed them back and sent it back.
Yeah, for this bag of salad might have glass in it or Listeria. Man.
Yeah,
you don't want Listeria.
I mean, stuff is.
I don't want the glass even.
No, and you either. Know, I think I said something about this. If I didn't, they've already beta tested them, and they're going to put them nationwide. That they're no longer on Walmart shelves going to put sticker prices. They're going to put real time digital pricing.
My Walmart's already got them.
Oh no, for real?
Yeah.
Wow,
so
mine
does.
So
what does that mean? You have to scan
so they can
it?
Like you can, so rare would it happen, but let's say you're in there for an hour.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing you got was this big old thing of toilet paper that was $19.99, right? Right. Well, by the time you go check out, that price could have changed to $24.99.
I don't like that at
That's
all.
That's like real-time shopping.
I don't like that at all.
And so yeah. Why would
be
they
shopping
do that?
There.
Why would they do it? Because I think it'll instantly go to those buggies they're wanting to get, where you scan your card on the buggy, and then what you put in the buggy comes right off. That way, it cuts out all the crap of, you know, self-scan. Because even that, they realize that. the stuff doesn't work, or people are kind of dense in it. They don't go, it's complete. But yet they can't pay people $22 an hour to stand there and do the same damn thing. So eventually they're going to slowly get you into that because, oh, you better hurry up and buy it because the price might go up literally while you're freaking standing here.
Well, I'll go shop somewhere else. That's just greed.
We're going to be a society that comes down to, there will be one business, I don't know who it's going to be,
Amazon,
that will have one job that one person does.
Amazon.
The other 300 plus million people are not going to have
jobs. Is everybody asleep at the wheel? How are we going to run this country? Great, we won't have farmers. We won't have industry. We won't have stores. Who's going to, where is this all the tax money going to come from?
We'll have it, but we won't run it.
Is everybody asleep?
Universal income.
From what? We just sit in our homes at our computers trying to make money doing what? OnlyFans? You can't afford OnlyFans if you don't have a job.
Think about this. So let's think about like food stamps, whatever, any kind of government assistance. If they inflated that number, like you know people who are already on it, that they're comfortable at that level. They live at that level. Yeah. If they inflate that just a little bit, there's going to be people that are already working 40, 50 hours a week just above that number. If they inflate that number to just met, what are they going to say? Well, hell, I'll just sit at home too. Why would I go to work? And then suddenly it builds that bubble to where everybody's just like, well, I'll just take that universal income and just lay back here too.
It's got to make financial sense, right? Like COVID, people were making more money off federal and state unemployment checks than actual jobs.
If you can't afford food, you can't afford your house, you can't afford cars, there's going to be no tax dollars. We can't have government. They'll have to go home. We'll have to fire all our congressmen, everybody, because how are we going to pay them?
I read that this is the worst
common sense
job market for college graduates in 30 plus years. Because a lot of the entry jobs don't exist.
You saw it early on with you're seeing colleges, not all that, but a lot of colleges are just literally going out of business. And I think that's going to be a big influx. What's kept colleges in business, honest to God, was sports.
Well, and
because
also,
people, you can say all day, I mean, if I'm in high school right now, I shouldn't say. Just me personally, if I'm a kid in high school right now, I'm like, why am I going to college? Like, why am I going?
Yeah.
If I was going to any college right now, I'd go to a trade school.
No.
I'd learn a tech. Not tech on computer. I'm talking about freaking stuff to make, tools, freaking working on engines. I would learn a trade more than I would a offense, like doctors and lawyers and stuff, but like, honest to God, like I would learn a trade.
Able to work on a vehicle, you have to know, because everything's like computerized. You have to be educated.
Computers working on computers, like there's got to be.
Like if a chip goes out of your car, you're kind of screwed. That type of stuff is the future.
Even Homer Simpson was sitting there with the one button, right?
Right.
But the computer, could they sit there and the computer could just go over there with an arm and push the button? Yeah.
Right.
But it would have to be programmed.
And here's some
reality.
It would
have to be maintenance.
Maintained. There's a bill that you can't get student loans for like trade or even cosmetology schools now that they're trying to pass something.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have... starting at $5,000 to $20,000 in the bank account, how are you going to pay to go to school and get that kind of trade? How are you going to learn that?
Well, and then the
if the government isn't going to pay for it and help people out.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it comes from a time of nobody says you have to go to college right out of high school. Like,
take that gap year, let them cook.
I mean, now the further you get away from it, the likelihood of you going back is very slim, but. If you're undecided about what you want to do, screw that. Like, okay, I'm going to go work for a couple of years and then figure out what the hell I want to do. Because, I mean, you imagine being in one of these jobs that literally overnight has been replaced by AI and you just got 4 or 5 year degree on it and you spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, I would be so pissed. I mean, just completely pissed.
And this generation is a generation where, you know, your parents would always do better. Like, you know, have a little nest egg where they can put you in school or help you out with your first apartment. But this generation, the parents can't help people out. They're just paying. They're going paycheck to paycheck.
Let's take a break.
now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
864-241-4318. I didn't want to sing the wrong number.
Whoever texted in, we just did two calls. You can EMA. How about that?
Yes. Hard. IL. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Hmm.
You can choke on one, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't really, though.
But not die.
Yeah, just get hurt for a second. I don't know the Heimlich, so.
Well, I mean, you need longer arms to be able to even administer the Heimlich. No offense. Let's see. You want to see real quick?
I don't think I could do it.
You want to see if you could Heimlich me?
Not really.
Okay.
You know what happened last time?
I don't
time?
Want you to break his ribs.
Oh, yeah. Last time I was trying to pick you up, and we both fell.
Oh, my God.
Duke and Paige Heimlich you?
You know, I'm glad that happened back when it did, because if we did that now and it was on video, people would say, that's AI.
It's not real.
Y'all, 10 years ago, for some reason, there's a difference between picking up a human being and deadlifting something. And I said one time that I deadlifted like it was 450 pounds. Now, granted, I was in high school.
Yeah, let him cook.
So I go to pick up Fat Boy just from behind, and my knees buckled, and we both went through the wall, literally through the wall.
You did.
In the old studio.
And I thought.
And then the boss walked in.
Never hear the end of that.
Yeah, so there was a hole in the wall.
My God.
And how long did it stay in the wall for?
Till we came in this studio.
Right. Yeah.
It's probably still there.
No, somebody, they came they and did, repaired it shortly it before. Fixed, yeah.
Shortly Man. Before.
We I'll put never. A time capsule in there, so one day we'll break the hole open again.
I will never forget the electrician they hired. And then he comes in with his notepad, and he's like, you guys got ideas? And then every idea, he's like, I don't know if we can do that. But he'd write it down. I'm like, what do you do?
He would twist wires together, and I couldn't tell if it was a tick or if he was really working on something. Like, I thought he was over there just kind of skeeving out.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. Well, if you ride a bicycle, you shouldn't.
Because
you slow
good
up.
For you.
Well, you slow up traffic. Oh, so is it really good
true.
For you?
Well, on a path, absolutely.
Plus, you piss this guy off right here.
I was a bicyclist in the Bowling Springs area. Look, I understand you f***ers in your little goofy-ass outfits want to be healthy and get you exercise. Have enough common courtesy to ride in a single file line and not three or four wide on the road so traffic can get by. You look back and there's three or four cars behind you. You just keep moseying your little happy ass on up the f***ing road and don't give a s***. Damn, people. Have a little f***ing respect. A little courtesy. F***, man, get the hell out of the damn road.
That was Rodney Dangerfield Jr., wasn't it?
I don't know if that's an old man.
Have a little respect.
Hey, get out of the road, you know?
He is right, though.
Yeah.
And
why do you wear those shorts?
I don't understand the wear. Like, someone... who's the Yeezy of cycling that can go in and disrupt the... It just looks stupid.
And I
know it's for aerodynamic. I know the shorts are so your side of your pants don't get caught in the bicycle. Like, I get it, but, like, it just looks plumb stupid.
And the seats hurt your butt.
Well,
because they
don't
stick
know,
up
I don't
much.
Have a butt.
I'm sorry.
I have to get one of them round seats that makes you look like, you know...
Like the old bicycles?
It just looks like, oh, you got a hemorrhoid? Why do you need a seat like that? Like, maybe, but no.
Oh, man. Well, guess what?
What?
We got a father and son, a little beef.
Squabble.
So it could be, could turn into something bigger than a squabble. Squabble up.
Squabble.
Hey, Dot. A dad has a message for his son who evidently left something behind before he went to school.
Oh, he got Kirk Cameron.
Hey, look here. This is to my son, man. Next time I wake up in the motherfucking morning and go to the bathroom, and there's a big ass whopping shit in my fucking toilet. Your ass has fucking had it when you get home, boy. I ain't playing with you. And you can bet your ass on that one, you little motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
You got a flush?
A big old whopping one, he said.
A big one.
A big whopping.
Big. We love the whoppers. Big.
Man. Can you hit me with it one more time? There was something else at the beginning. You don't have to play the whole thing. There's something else at the beginning.
I have to, actually.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, well, maybe it's not worth it.
You going to piss that one guy off?
Well, it's a total of three so far, sir.
Now I want to do it.
Sir, lady.
Hey, look here. This is to my son, man.
Okay,
next time I wake up in the motherfucking morning and go to the bathroom and there's a big-ass whopping in my fucking toilet, your ass has fucking had it when you get home, boy. I ain't playing with you. And you can bet your ass on that one, you little mother.
Oh, my God.
Now he's going to catch heat from his old lady because she
I know. I would be mad.
Lady. Oh, man.
Don't embarrass him.
His son, man.
Maybe that was his old lady who was the last caller.
Sounds like a Stan Lee character that didn't get okayed. This week, Spider-Man takes on Sun Man. I'm going to burn you up.
He's hot.
I'm going to burn you.
Well.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to scorch you.
I don't know.
I'm going to burn you up real hard. Here, let's keep the theme going.
Oh, by all means.
Fathers and sons. Father's Day will be here before you know it.
Yeah, man.
So here's a message from a son to a dad.
This message is for Terry. Let me tell you something, buddy. That name's awful. When I was 13, I changed my name from Terry to Brandon, and then found out, unbeknownst to me, that my biological father had left me and my mom while she was pregnant with me, and then I found out when I was 18 that his name is Terry. So it just worked out. So this is a big f*** you to Terry in Ohio that I've never met. I hope you die in a pit of snakes.
Gah.
Jesus, man. Oh. Talk about not letting go.
Man.
Well, doesn't that sound like a kid's, okay, I'll be Terry to Brandon.
Bizarre.
Like that, I mean, it's one you don't hear very often anymore.
I'm going to be Lonnie.
Male or female. There's no Terrys, you know?
Terry's not a bad name.
Terry.
No, you got Big Terry, Little Terry.
Yeah. Yeah. Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Terry Cloth is comfy.
Cloth.
Terry Bradshaw, that's...
Yeah. Terry Garr.
Fator.
Yeah. Terry.
Oh, Terry Garr passed away, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Her brother Nick is still with us, but Terry did pass away.
Terry. Ralph Terry.
Ralph Terry.
Many others.
God, now I want to play Ring of Fire.
Terry.
Terry, Terry, Fo-Fairy, Banana Man. Ripping and Terry.
Ripping Terry.
Ripping in the Terry.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know a couple of Terrys. We can start a podcast.
Yeah. Ripping Terry Porter.
Terry Porter. Blazers. Shout out. This is a real odd call. So this guy he was helping somebody out, let somebody live with him. I guess was a drug addict.
Oh, no.
So now he wants people to know that he let a drug addict live with him?
What, he's saying this is some kind of badge of honor, or is this explaining why he's now a drug addict?
Nah, you feel really, like you feel bad for the guy because he's disabled as hell.
Ah.
But then he let somebody move in. It's just an odd call.
Do you know that, or did he say that?
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay.
And like you, the guy that goes in the movie and says, how does it end? How long is it?
Come here. I'm going to throw this at you.
Hey, I listen to y'all show here. My name's Steven. I'm up here in Flat Rock, North Carolina, across the line here, North South Carolina line. Anyways, I'm native here. I'm trying to help a dude out, let him stay here at my house. Well, he used my phone, my name, everything, and made me look bad. I'm retired. I'm on disability. Using my phone. I can't get help from a hospital. I can't get no kind of help from nobody. I'm 62-year-old man. I've done work all over the place. And if people come up in here like this, meth and these drugs, steal my truck, carry my tools, my living, everything I got, I just want everybody to know about it. Everybody. In jail, it better be. I'm on disability.
Did you edit that?
Well, I had to cut out a couple words.
Okay. I know that one part. I was like, God bless. That ripped my heart out.
There are a couple words I couldn't even bleep. Like, okay.
God.
That's obvious. Obviously racial.
So the guy came in, and so he like just stole everything. Stole his car. Now, he doesn't know if he's been arrested?
He doesn't know.
Sir,
that's how I took
it. I plead with you to please call back live. Live.
Now, do you think this possibly started as a homosexual relationship?
No, I knew you would think this
one. I mean, you got it. You can't dismiss it.
No.
Okay, do you think they're just having a good time?
I think the guy said, you know what? This. I mean, who knows? I mean,
Were they experimenting?
You
don't have to just do that in college.
You're projecting your own fantasies on us. Fatboy protested that hitchhiking was illegal. He protested that.
Why else would you let another dude move in with you?
Because you have an open couch or room that, you know.
Well, somebody's going to have
an open couch. No, I don't want any homeless people coming at me. I have one bedroom's an office, the other one's a card room.
A card room?
Shut up.
You play cards? Come into
my
room?
Card.
No, sports cards.
Okay. Gonna say.
You think he dresses up with the
playing poker,
looking like a maverick in there dealing out cards?
I got the garter belt on my arm.
Things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch the mouth. Get out of here, Chris Evans.
Oh.
That was our engineer with a bad mouth.
What is he doing?
Chris, we ask you one question.
God.
You come in here. I don't know if you washed your hands. You came in here so fast and started yelling at us.
I don't know, but he's like coming in here, running in with another Terry. I'm like, hey, thanks for listening, but God, you got a mouth on you. And then I'm sitting here saying, crap. I didn't even think of Terry Funk, like the Funker.
Oh,
and then Paige is like, speaking of wrestling, Terry Bonilla.
Is that right?
I was like,
what do you think?
How did we not think of that? Freaking Hulk Hogan.
You son of a bitch.
Terry Bonilla.
And then I was like, well, then I'll say John Bonilla Ramsey.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it.
I don't want to play Ring of Fire.
It's Bolea.
It's Bolea.
But well, that's why I asked you, is that right? I don't know these things.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And then Terry Bonilla.
I don't know.
You remember Cosby Show, Lisa Bolea? You remember?
Lisa Bolea.
Somewhat right.
You are a raspberry ballet.
Did you watch that 80s show, Chairs? Did you like Chairs?
I like Sonny and Chairs.
Hey,
are you guys going to the baseball game to see the Spartan Burgers play?
You
Spartan.
Should be impressed that I even know who the dang wrestler was, because I've never
am.
Even I don't I've I have only seen half a local wrestling thing, and then I went to I've never really been to a wrestling
did you watch school. Family Toes back in the day?
Well, if I could get another mortgage, I'd take you to a WWE event.
Right. You can't play.
Yeah, really
can't do it.
She watched Iron Claw the other day.
That's true. That kind of works.
Yeah, but that was interesting.
Yeah.
I felt bad for those people.
Spartan Burgers. Okay.
Well,
Terry Taylor, Red Rooster, go ahead.
All from Greenville, shout out. So this is the guy who is going to drink something from your skull. Or
coffee.
You know. That's right. And you people from Blue Ridge, you better listen up. Not talking about you, Aaron Tippin, even though you don't live there anymore.
No.
But you're still from there. If you drop certain things off on Highway 14, you know, talking about animals and whatnot.
Oh.
Don't do that.
This guy's looking for you.
Especially don't do it near the Statue of Mary.
There's probably somebody doing it right now. Probably about to get out and just drop the animal off.
Don't do it.
Don't you do it, RFK Jr. Here's the number, 864-25. I want to say it several times because several people have texted. I haven't said it a lot. 864-241-4318. Now, Paige, you say it.
864-241-4318.
There we go. Fat boy.
864-241-4318.
All right. We got it.
Nailed it.
Here we go.
To all you motherfuckers out there that keep dropping off animals on the side of the road, what in the is wrong with you people? When you get an animal, it is for life. You take care of that animal till it dies. And I mean dies of natural causes, not you dropping it off so it could starve to death, get maimed, get fleas, and everything else. You people are heartless, ruthless, and complete pieces of tell you what, dude, if I catch someone dropping off an animal on the side of the road and not trying to find it a home or take it to the Humane Society, I swear to God, the ass whooping I will lay on you will be epic. I will drink my coffee from your skull, you motherfuckers. Take care of your animals, you pieces of shit.
That is the essence of the FOF.
Well, I will golf clap it just because don't kill anybody. Because, you know, You know, I mean, you know, that sound like I appreciate the enthusiasm, but you don't want to threaten death.
I think he said metaphorically, though.
Well, sure, but that. And I agree with that. I've, you know, even by saying this, it seems like guilt by association, but like I know a officer that told me that the move is people will get out like they're letting the animal use the bathroom.
Oh no!
And that's even worse because the animal might run over, you know. I don't know that animals go to piss or use the bathroom in private or whatever, but you know, like they may just stand there. But some of them might go try to hide a little bit, and then they take off and leave them.
But why
like,
are you getting rid of your animals? You can't afford them, or you just don't want them.
People are very selfish, you know, and it goes many ways. Same way they cry about wildlife, but yet cut down all the damn forests to build subdivisions.
Yeah, now it sounded like he was kind of simping for Paige a little bit, but either way.
Well, she did give him a standing ovation.
Well, I just know from the Humane Society, there's a lot of abandoned animals, so there is a problem
for
in
sure.
South Carolina and North Carolina.
And I know what people are going to text in, and I don't know the answer to that. They're going to say, well, a lot of places, and I know there are alternatives, that when you go to surrender an animal, they want you to pay the shots fees. And like I had a buddy one time that had that you know found a animal. I think it was a dog in his neighborhood. Took it to a humane society. I don't know which one, and they wanted him to pay like $60 or $70 in shots fees. And he's like, "Hey, I was kind of like doing a good deed here." Now,
trying to.
So I don't know the rules on that now or whatever, but
well, if you go to any humane society where it has the debit card and Visa and MasterCard,
yeah.
There's also ass grass or cash. Oh, you could pay too.
So. Oh, okay. So you could pay with weed.
Don't forget that.
I'd say weed's probably cheaper than gas is right now, actually.
Probably.
Or just giving up that butte.
So we don't get the weed from Iran. We get it from Mexico.
Give it
we
up
get it from
booty.
Venezuela.
We get the weed from Mexico.
Wow, this, man.
We
wow.
also we have another problem.
I do agree with him though about that for well. Sure. Just dropping off animals like that's scummy.
Let's
at
talk
least
about
stick it. You got Facebook or whatever. Like, put a picture on there. People are going to break their neck to come get it.
Yeah, well.
Make sure they ain't going to eat it, though. Go ahead, Fabio.
This guy has traffic issues. And please, City of Greenville, fix the traffic lights because this guy's about to have a heart attack. Live on the radio. Not live, but on the radio still.
Pre-taped.
What in the is wrong with the City of Greenville? Everywhere I go in the City of Greenville, you got these goddamn lights out there. They're out of their control. They don't turn when you want them to turn. They turn there and sit there for about 15 minutes. Then turns for like 5 seconds. The lights are all f***ed up. Bullshit. And then you got to see one front of the goddamn light who's sitting there staring at the goddamn phone, not paying attention to a motherfucking thing out there. And the damn light turns so damn quick. Nobody gets through the intersection. You people out there need to pay the attention when these lights turn green. And as far as the City of Greenville goes, who the programmed those damn lights? Jerry's kids? Jesus, get out there and do your job and realize one side doesn't need to go out for 10 minutes and the other side don't need to go out for just 2 seconds. Somebody out there in Greenville, fix the light situations, you rejects.
God. Ooh, he's mad.
First off, you called him Jerry's kids. I don't
Is
think
that
that's
still a thing?
Is it?
I know he's not alive, but I don't know what they call
Boy,
him.
Well, he had a fat face, too. I'm not talking about a little weight. Like, yeah, like, you know. Yeah.
He has some kind of
like a squirrel
condition.
Smuggling nuts.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's why he helped the kids?
I don't know.
I thought it was just because he was drunk.
Didn't he have sex with his cousin?
No, that's Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, wrong one.
Yeah. But
you got to watch people with three names.
Yeah, but he was, he did a lot of... A lot of stuff today's culture wouldn't approve of. I don't know that mine would.
Yeah.
I mean, he did some pretty dark early stuff. But with that said, at first I thought dude was kind of bitten it up a little bit, and then I could. He was seconds away from like the movie Fall Down.
Oh yeah,
like
anyway, great movie too.
Yeah, oh, great.
Give him his breakfast. I don't care if it's 10:30.
I mean, that's a you know, and the one with Russell Crowe was also good too.
God, that oh, he was psychotic.
Similar movie. Just started with traffic.
Yeah, what was it? He burned the lady's house down in the beginning of the movie. He kind of acted like that in his video the other day.
I can't remember. Oh, when he was signing autographs?
Yeah.
Hey.
Which he's, look, great actor, millions of dollars. Every video I see him, he's wearing the same damn shirt. The polo shirt with a big stain on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember the picture he's got his hands in his pants at the airport?
Oh, with the sweatpants on. Yeah, but like, he just told him, hey, line up and get your pens out. Like, he don't want to sit there and wait for you to fidget with the pens. And and at least he didn't sit there. Like, I saw a video of Brady at something signing autographs, and it was literally a pen doing a line across, making a T, squiggly, B squiggly. Like, like. I mean, I get it. You want to appease as many as possible. But then at the end of the day, let's say you stood in line for 2 hours and you get that on a piece of paper. What the hell is that? What is that? Well, who cares about it at that point?
They harass the hell out of Kurt Russell. And he'll tell people straight up he does not sign anything anymore. And the guy keeps following him and he shows him a picture. He's like, this is you, Kurt. Isn't that cool?
Dude, like Jack Nicholson, who you'd think would probably be a big jerk about stuff like that. It's like the nicest. That was another thing I saw. I don't know, maybe it's on the algorithm. I don't follow it. Some guy that in New York that just waits outside of hotels and stuff for famous people, and he's got on the Meta glasses, so you get to see that firsthand. And it was Jack Nicholson on his birthday, and he comes out, and there's people with the Joker pictures. He's like, all right, line them up, kids. And just walking one by one, I'm like, God, like you're literally signing $500 a piece on those. You're just giving away money with your signature. That's so cool.
Somebody's sitting on a mini gold mine on Facebook because they kept all the boarding passes from celebrities when they worked at the airline.
That's
over the
smart.
Years. They got Al Pacino, Marlon Brando, like, you know.
Damn.
Stuff of their information, and people are like, these could be worth some money, you know.
Wow.
Depending on, because there's not a lot of Brando stuff floating around.
No.
Especially that personal.
Well, I think people had a lot of his stuff burned in.
Yeah.
With allegations and such.
I'm stalling because I don't want to start a war. But this call is about to start a war.
It's a conflict.
It is a conflict. So.
That's why when we come back next week, Conflict of the Roses, we're bringing it back.
God.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just going to play it. And look, this is his words, not ours. So you truckers don't get too pissed off.
Oh boy.
Truck drivers aren't working people. I tell you one thing, come get a real man's f-ing job and deliver all these damn packages every damn day. Deal with all these customers that we deal with on a regular basis. All the people on the road that we have to deal with and drive the way we have to drive every damn day. You couldn't do it. I've had people that couldn't hack this f-ing job. So why don't you go ahead and get your ass to f-ing work, you loving motherfucker.
So what is he like? Did he?
I take it that he's like an Amazon delivery.
Okay,
guy.
I was thinking that, or I can't imagine a.
Or he could be a UPS or.
I was thinking that, but those guys are.
He could be DSLs or whoever the other one.
What is DSH?
Was it DSLs?
I don't remember. No, that's something to do with your modem.
Your modem.
Man, break your modem.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.